World events have us looking at what is going on in Ukraine, and today we're going to give you an update on what God is doing there and the Jewish people that are there in Ukraine. I'm joined by a special guest, Paul Scharf, who is with Friends of Israel. Paul was here a few months ago back in Texas, so we had him come by the studios once again to get another update on the ministry, and a very timely update right now because Friends of Israel has workers and offices there in Ukraine. Paul, just kind of give us an update on what is happening there with the people that are working with Friends of Israel.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. It's a real honor and joy to be back with you here at KHCB and to be back here recording these interviews. And, yes, we want to pray for the Friends of Israel workers in the Ukraine and in Poland, and they're in Eastern Europe. They are doing just a tremendous work, and in the most unreal conditions there, to help to rescue literally Jewish people on the ground in Ukraine. And I have just a message here from our president at the Friends of Israel, Dr. Jim Showers, that strikes me in so many ways. When he wrote in an email that went out to our supporters last week, and he said that to these Jewish people in the Ukraine, this war recalls the trauma of the Holocaust and the thousands upon thousands of their Jewish relatives whose bodies lie in mass graves underneath Ukrainian soil. And I just thought, wow, when I read that, how horrendous this is, how incredible it is that the Lord is allowing us to live at this time and to see these things and to hopefully make an impact regarding them.
And I didn't realize how many Jewish people are living in Ukraine. There's a large number there.
Yes, and I'm just looking up information anyone can find and seeing there's possibly as many as 400,000 Jewish people estimated to be in Ukraine out of roughly, if we say 15 million in the world, Bonnie, that would mean that almost one in, 30 to 40 people of Jewish people in the world are from Ukraine. Isn't that astounding? Mm. And Dr. Showers wrote along that line again in his email. He said from 1941 to 43, the Nazis killed between 70,000 and 100,000 Jewish men, women, and children at this site. He's talking about a site in Kyiv. This is a place where there is a Holocaust Memorial Center, and also a building, Dr. Showers says, that serves as a museum for what is believed to be the largest mass grave in all of Europe. And he reported that the attack missed the Memorial Center, but it destroyed that second building, which serves as the museum. And he says, when he talks about 70 to 100,000 Jewish men, women, and children being killed there, he said it annihilated most of Kyiv's Jewish population. And that today, Ukraine is home to one of the largest Jewish populations in the world.
The Ministry of Friends of Israel is now working there where they've been there, but they're now helping many of these Jewish people to escape into Poland. And then where are they going from there?
Yes, many of them are making Aliyah, going back to Israel. And that is just another amazing part of this story. I have some information again from Dr. Mike Stallard, who's our Director of International Ministries, and he and everyone working under him through from here to Eastern Europe, I know, has been working tirelessly on this. Dr. Stallard actually asked me to mention two Jewish refugee centers in Poland. One is called the Farm near Warsaw. One is a house in Wisła in southern Poland. I've never been to Poland. I've never seen these places. But he says, we've been helping scores of Jewish people every day, taking care of them for 2 or 3 days, and then they cycle on, and many of them are going on their way to Israel. And both of these locations were used at least prior to COVID, they were used for summer camps for children, and they're now being put to use as these stations to receive the Jewish people out of the Ukraine, and many of them on their way going back to start over in Israel, I guess in many ways like their ancestors did more than 70 years ago.
We're talking with Paul Scharf today. He is with the Friends of Israel Ministry and the work that is going on around the world as they work with Jewish people and bringing them the gospel of Messiah and doing work there in Eastern Europe. They have workers in Ukraine, also in Poland. And so asking you to pray for those who are working there as they are able to share the gospel and help these many refugees that are leaving and many then going to Israel. How can we pray for the Friends of Israel right now?
Well, certainly pray for the work here that I'm describing in Eastern Europe and for all the workers that are on the ground there and those that are supporting them. And that goes all the way back to our headquarters in New Jersey. Again, I was just struck by something our president, Dr. Jim Schauer, said that that we're working with, he talks about working with the Jewish Agency for Israel. In an email that he sent out to supporters last week, he said, using every resource God puts at our disposal to rescue every man, woman, and child we can, as we did at our inception during World War II. And for those who don't know, the Friends of Israel began not in 1948 when the State of Israel began, but in 1938, 10 years before that, at the very launch of the Holocaust in days eerily similar in some ways to what we're experiencing now, by doing exactly this type of thing, rescuing, physically, first of all, rescuing Jewish men and women, boys and girls, from the horrors and the grip of the Holocaust.
And now continuing that ministry today in Ukraine and Poland. If you'd like information about the Friends of Israel, you can go to the website, foi.org. There are updates there. foi.org stands for Friends of Israel. And you can find out information as well about the offerings that they have here in the States. We'll be talking about that the next time we're with Paul, about how you can have various conferences and presentations come to your church. But as we talk about the Friends of Israel, just briefly, what are some of the outreaches that you are doing with the Jewish people?
Well, thanks, Bonnie. We are engaged in all different kinds of efforts as a ministry all around the world, far more than certainly I can take credit for, either today or obviously back going back through our history of 83 years. But many, many people working together as a team in a multifaceted ministry that reaches, obviously, not only Jewish people. We want to tell everyone, first of all, we want to tell them about the Messiah who came to be the Savior of the world, but he is the Messiah promised and sent to Israel. And we also want to tell everyone that we can, including every believer who may not know this, that God still has a future for Israel. And so we want to proclaim those messages and those teachings, which are sometimes waning in the church today regarding the future of Israel. And we want to proclaim that God has been with his chosen people from her biblical past. He is with them in the strategic present. He will be with them until the prophetic future and until every promise he has ever given, every prophecy he ever gave and made regarding his chosen people until they are fulfilled.
You can find out more information about the ministry. You can receive weekly updates, emails from the ministry, and there's also a magazine, and I remember this magazine. My parents would get this magazine when I was growing up in our home. It's called Israel My Glory. Just briefly tell us about this.
Yes, Israel My Glory has been published every other month, continuously since 1942. And it has gone all around the world, believe it or not, to all seven continents, not six, but seven. And it has gone to many different countries of the world, and it has won awards. and people will find Bible teaching, news about Israel, all kinds of interesting features. And for those who read it and love it, they probably know every issue ends with the life of Zvi, Z-V-I, Zvi Kalischer, a Holocaust survivor and Israeli war veteran who served with the Friends of Israel in Israel for half a century. And now he's with the Lord, but his son and those that others in his family are following in his footsteps.
And what a legacy that he has left. If you'd like information about the magazine, Israel My Glory, or if you would like more information about the Friends of Israel, go to the website, foi.org, foi.org. Paul, thank you so much for bringing us an update on Ukraine. May we continue to pray for the people of Ukraine as they go through these days, and thank you for what your ministry is doing.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. What a joy to be with you.
Keeping him close by.